At the beginning of the year, the sprinkler system in the public safety building went haywire. The cold snap froze and broke one of the pipes, causing some flooding.
And so when you walked out here, it was like raining. So, yeah, like an indoor rainforest.
Thomas Radke is Wrangell's police chief, and his department bore the brunt of the damage. He shows three rooms that had to be cleared out. The garage is in rough shape, too.
You had the ceiling where it burst, dropped down to that level the second story you're on, came through the floor down into here.
But despite all that, he insists the department is functioning.
Everybody's still working. We're just not a big deal. I mean, we're able to work around it, so.
Not everyone feels that way. With mold seeping in from water damage, at least one fire department administrator has started working from home. In 2017, the courthouse was closed for 2 months because of mold. The city says it's tested the air and it's safe to inhabit the building, but the roof is letting moisture seep into the exterior walls, and the damage isn't just to the interior.
You can see how deteriorated the paint is. The siding is also pretty soft.
Capitol Facilities Director Amber Al-Haddad points out the damage on the second floor.
You can see there's lots of water staining around the casement of the windows from the top to the bottom. And it took a crowbar effort to get these windows shut.
The roof has a membrane barrier to protect it from the elements, but Al-Haddad says it wasn't properly installed, and that was more than 30 years ago. Based on an engineering consultant's numbers, the city put out a bid for someone to fix the roof and sidings for about $500,000. That's about how much the city has set aside for this project. But Al-Haddad suspects the work could cost twice that. Hearing back from contractors, she says they're reluctant to take on the mold issues.
That's why this project is so expensive. And mold remediation you have to be very careful with, and the way you handle the materials once you remove it so you don't spread the spores through the building.
The city has been out looking for funding. It applied for a federal community development block grant in 2017 to develop just the fire hall portion. The city didn't get the grant. A year later, it was awarded a grant for a new fire truck. While the public safety building is a one-stop shop for the town's most essential services, the various uses makes it difficult to pitch to a specific funding source. The city made a roundabout request for tribal law enforcement funds totaling just under $600,000. It called on the local tribe, Wrangell Cooperative Association, to submit that request to the state for a federal Department of Justice grant. The tribe and city are still waiting. While the search for funding continues, elected officials are debating whether to renovate the older building or scrap it for a brand new facility.
You know, there's a tipping point because you can put out a ton of money in renovations and still have structural issues down the road.
That's Mayor Steve Prasunka, and he notes this public safety complex is one of many buildings needing repairs.
There's just a ton of infrastructure issues. In a small community like ours, we just can't tax people to meet all these needs. We have to find grants and creative ways of getting stuff done.
The Wrangell Assembly is poised to name its public safety building as its top capital project priority. This move is in the hopes of securing state assistance should it become available. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.